Paul, what did you see on the Getzlaff goal?
We didn't chip it out when we needed to get the drive underneath, and it came back against him. They got three high, and we got caught down low, and for me, he bumped the goalie, and they didn't see it the same way I did, so it didn't matter.
They're one of the hottest. They're the hottest team in the NHL right now. What makes the Ducks so tough to play against?
Well, they play a game that in a lot of ways we're trying to model after. They've got a lot of guys that skate very well, but the strength of their team is how hard they are on pucks. I mean, it was an absolute sword fight for every puck out there, and there's no easy ice to play on. And you don't have to make a lot of mistakes, and they've got some guys who find the inside of those posts pretty good. So they've got some good finishing power, but they skate well, and they're deep.
Blake said he felt that it was a good game, but that maybe the team gave them a little bit too much respect. Did you see it that way? Or
I thought in the second period, we knew where we were supposed to be. We didn't just close fast enough. The difference in the game is there's very little indecision in their game. It doesn't take much for it to look like there's indecision on our game against a team with that kind of speed. We just didn't drive legs hard enough, fast enough to take away ice, and they're very good at that.
How did you see Evander's return to the lineup?
He had 7 hits. He was physical, moved around the lineup a little bit. It's fine.
Paul, how important was it to get Hutchison back in there for the third period after the adventure in behind the net?
Never crossed my mind ever to take him out of that game. He had played hard. There'll be a couple people that can take a piece of that mistake, but over the course of 82 games, our goalies are going to have things that happen to them that you don't like. Never once crossed my mind taking them out. We didn't deserve to come out. Don't think that would have changed the momentum of the game. We hit 2 posts on the one shot right out of the gate, so he had earned the right to stay in. I really had no problem with his game whatsoever.
When you look at the past results against Anaheim and then before that Detroit and St. Louis, is there still some work to do against teams that are above you in the standings?
Well, I thought we were the better team against Detroit. I thought the St. Louis game was fairly even. I'm not going to say there's blocks of our game tonight that we liked. They were better at their game than we were at our game tonight. They closed faster on their plays. They spent more time doing the same things. They're self-assured in their game, closed the gap very quickly. That's the frustrating part. And I also know we're going to get there. We're closing in on it. We made a couple of unusual mistakes that we haven't been making, and they're in the back of the net. You could say that. We gave up 15 even strength shots, but 12. 12 shots in their power play. You give a team 2 5-on-3s, you're going to have a heck of a time with the people they can put out there winning that game. So there's parts of the game that you're frustrated with because guys can do more. But you also have to take a step back and say, well, if we were at that place, we wouldn't have been 24th last year. We'd have been 4th last year. So we got some areas that we got to get better at. Most of it, I think, now is just that confidence that we can drive harder.